Now, the German soprano Diana Damrau has a fairy tale of a career. She's in that ethereal realm reserved for the most sought-after sopranos, singing Mozart and Strauss and Verdi, from the Metropolitan Opera in New York to La Scala in Milan and Covent Garden in London, and the Barbican Centre, where she's artist in residence from this week. But in a clear inversion of the cliché, Diana is the very opposite of a new model diva. She's someone who's as open in the way she shares her life story, as you'll soon hear, as she is in her music making, whether it's the tragedy of Violetta at the Met in Verdi's La Traviata, or the expressively unbuttoned partnership that she's recently made with the tenor Jonas Kaufmann in their new recording of Hugo Wolf's Italienisches Liederbuch. Well, Diana is 47 now, and she grew up in a family where the life of a professional opera singer wasn't the obvious choice, but she knew that her life was destined to be on the stage.
Well, yeah, I grew up in a family where music was not really practiced every day. We had a piano at home, and my grandmother had a very nice voice. I think she could have had a career as a singer as well. There was talent, but after the war and with three children, there was, could not mention it. but somehow, I think I had this urge in myself to sing and dance and to act, to play and, get lost in dreams and imaginations.
So your relationship with it was a very playful one at that stage. But then was there a moment when you first encountered opera in the theatre and was there a feeling of that's where you need to be as the singer?
Yeah, well, for me, like for the dancers, the film The Red Shoes was the Traviata movie by Zeffirelli. I was 12 years old. I watched TV and I got stuck with this movie right from the beginning. And first of all, I didn't know what it was. It was beautiful music and this lady, Teresa Strata's dying Violetta. I was glued to the TV, and the moment they sang and she sang, I was just blown away. And from the second act until the end, I cried. And after that, I said to myself, this is the most beautiful thing people can create and actually people can do and perform and show to other people. And I wished to be able to do this, touching people's hearts as I was touched by this great, great masterpiece. And so, yeah, I asked my parents if I can take classical singing lessons. I would like to learn how to do this out of your own body, with no microphones, with no help, just out of your own body. I know it is first of all a gift of talent, but then it's hard work to make it work, and also luck to find the right people to guide you and to be with you and help you.
The ease with which it seemed to be done. I've just been listening to you and Jonas Kaufmann and the Hugo Wolf, the Italienisches Liederbuch, and the ease with which you sing with each other and with which the music comes across, Diana. And anyone who's seen or heard you, it's the same, whether it's Meyerbeer or Verdi or Mozart or Strauss. But I'm kind of interested in the hard work and actually what that feels like, what you have to do to prepare these roles, to prepare this repertoire, the kind of work that goes into it to give what seems, you know, it still looks like you're having a good time up there on the stage, but
yes.
I don't mean there's a dark story underneath, but the hard work there.
No.
Diana, how does it,
no, but
what
it's,
has to happen?
It is always a lifetime's work underneath every appearance you have on stage and every role you do. It's all what I learned in my life on stage, performing on stage. Everything goes into the next performance and the next role you do. And also the approach, you learn more and more. First of all, as a young singer and as a beginner, you have to get to know your instrument. And I don't mean only the voice. You have to learn how to play, to sing your voice. Yeah, it's the technique, but you have to learn about yourself, how you react in situations, and then embodying it, and then interpret the piece artistically from the feeling, from the words. There are so many, so many layers, and they all come together.
One of the things about getting to know what your voice is understanding how it changes. What are the limits of your voice, Diana? Do you know where its limits are in terms of roles? Again, we think as listening to you that it sounds limitless. You know, if it's the Queen of the Night or if it's Violetta or whoever it is, but you must be aware of actually what the boundaries are around what you can do.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, toy. It's always, that's actually one of the greatest challenge. For me always, as a coloratura soprano, Violetta was the summit, the top of the mountain. Now I see my body is changing with age. So also my voice changes a little bit. So I can change the repertoire also a tiny little bit. But talking of repertoire in Italian opera, I think it won't go any further than the early Verdis, which are still in the style of bel canto. Because my voice, I think, is suitable for the bel canto style and the lighter, higher lyric soprano roles, as well for the French repertory, where you have a little bit more flexibility and less. I mean, you can find more roles for this type of voice than in Italian opera. So a little bit less dramatic, but actually with everything you wish for.
But you also have, I mean, thinking about the Barbican residency, Strauss, of course, the Four Last Songs, the recital with Helmut Deutsch.
Yes, I'm so happy and glad that I'm invited to be artist in residency and at the Barbican. And we really have been thinking a long time what we should put, which composer or what should be the topic. So at the end, it turned out that it will be Richard Strauss. Orchestra song and also opera.
I wonder, what's your relationship with Strauss when you're working on his music? Thinking about all the sopranos that he wrote for, I just wonder if you feel sometimes that he's really writing for and with you, and that your contact with him and his music when it's in your voice, when it's in your body, how personal that feels, Dana, to you.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yes, but it feels personal. Well, I feel really personally, and my voice feels very well singing his music. It can be very lush. It can be also very crispy, but there's always a line and a movement and an energy. So we can speak of Strauss Schwung and elasticity. And it's wonderful to just float up into the higher register and then come down. But also, I love Strauss so dearly because how he treats the words, how he composes psychological knowledge and understanding, and with so much fun and intelligence, depth, there's everything. It's amazing.
As you're traveling over the world, there are perennial crises in whichever country you're in, whether it's the Metropolitan Opera in New York or whether it's here in the United Kingdom, about the place not only of opera but of classical music. And I wonder what you sense in your interaction with audiences about that story, about where you are, not just in the art form and the stages you're inhabiting, but where the art form is at the moment, you know, who your audience is and who you're doing this for.
Oof. Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, when we go on stage, I must say the words of my first singing teacher. She said, "Diana, you know, we are like in military. We go on stage and we sing. Your father can die. You can be very upset. Nobody should see. You go and sing if you cannot cancel." So nobody would ever see or feel what happens inside me, because on stage I have to become somebody else and I have to become the ideal of the music and interpretation I wanted to be and I want to deliver. And here we are. The world has changed, but people and their feelings have not changed. And I think we can always touch them with opera, with lead. They just need to focus and go maybe sometimes a little bit deeper and listen to the words and feel and let music touch them. And music is the most universal language. It will touch anybody from baby till the oldest with any language from any country, from anywhere on this planet. So I think it will not die, but we must fight for this and we must show somehow to our children what beautiful things exist next to everything which happens on our mobile phones and in the internet. And I don't know. We need to nurture our souls. And therefore, we are fighting. Therefore, we are there. And therefore, I try to make every performance the best I can in that day.
Diana Damrau. And you can hear her in residence at the Barbican Centre in London, singing Strauss's four last songs on the 26th of January with the Symphonieorchester des Bayerischen Rundfunks and Maris Janssens. She's with the London Symphony Orchestra and Gianandrea Noseda on the 31st of March. And she's at the Royal Opera House in London in Gounod's Faust from April. An unmissable chance to hear and see her as Faust's Marguerite. Music Matters here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Tom Service.